let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Who gonna stop me? Who? First of all, you're not gonna even be able to touch me because I feel like I'm a badass motherfucker and I can do what I want.
Hi, you ready? You got good light.
Yeah.
Am I saying your name right? Is it Renisha?
It's Renisha.
Renisha, I apologize, Renisha. Oh, my fan. Okay, Renisha. Renisha, where you calling me from, baby?
From Memphis.
Memphis. Okay, I knew I heard the accent. You got that Glorilla accent.
Stop it. Get some help.
And you know, I really try to hide it. I really do. But it's like,
I love Glorilla.
It is a southern thing. Like,
If a woman listen to Glorilla, just pass her on, man. Just pass her on up if she listen to Glorilla. I would say this woman is kind of cute. I give her a strong 7. Let me know what y'all give her on the scale from 1 to 10 below. But let's see if her insides are as cute as her outside.
Giggity giggity. Giggity goo. Stick around.
Renisha, how old are you?
I'm 33.
Okay, do you have any kids?
No, I don't have any kids.
Have you ever been married?
No, never been married.
You're a fucking loser.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a respiratory therapist.
At least she hasn't made a bunch of kids out of wedlock. I'll give her props for that. Look, I said something positive.
This is mind-blowing.
But I would highly doubt if she haven't been sport-fucking Pookies and Ray-Rays, Long Stick Rick and Long John Ron for the past 16 years.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
I'm looking for a man of God, someone who actively has a relationship with God, someone who is educated, financially savvy, preferably no kids, someone who is fit. I'm 5'7", so someone taller than me. and just someone who is just well-grounded, you know, loves himself, loves his family, and is ready for marriage.
That ship has sailed.
And I got a question. Were you looking for a guy who was a man of God from 16 to 33? Was that at the top of your list up until this point? Or only after you hit the wall did you make that a priority?
It's a mystery every one of you has got to solve.
He can get the 23-year-old version of you. He can get the version of you who prioritized or who is prioritizing a family young in her prime. Those are the only women who deserve to get wifed up, in my opinion. The women who took having a family serious at 19, 20. Shit, really 15, 16. And they made up their mind young. I do not want to have hot girl summers. I do not want to get passed around by the top 10% guys. I'll take my average Joe and start a family with him.
Proud of him. Proud of him.
Those are the women who deserve to get wifed up and have a good life. Not you.
Okay. What are your deal breakers?
Deal breakers would be liars, cheaters, non-believers, someone who does not have a good sense of humor. Like, I joke and play all the time.
I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny?
Black women say they joke and play. She mean belittling you and emasculating you and then laughing afterwards. That's her definition of playing and joking and being funny. Never forget that.
Okay.
She got a little bit too much dominance in her voice, too. I'm getting masculine vibes.
So, like, if you're sensitive and you cannot take jokes.
I told you. You ain't tell me shit.
I mean, why would I be sensitive about why did the chicken cross the road joke? See, you can't be sensitive because she's going to be roasting the fuck out of you and disrespecting you. Want to know what a woman been dealing with since she was 16? Just listen to her deal breakers. Liars, cheaters, people who aren't serious. The guys that she is sexually attracted to don't want to be in a relationship with her. She been getting fucked and ducked for 16 years. Now she looking for a God-fearing man to come wipe her old washed up ass up.
You are never going to meet anybody with that kind of mentality about women, you sick son of a bitch.
33 is too old for marriage. 33 is the age that women get married when they trick a simp into marrying them.
Now listen, we're nobody's fool.
The type of men she been fucking for 16 years would never wife her. And even if one of those guys was ready for marriage, they wouldn't pick her. They know her kind. They've been manipulating her kind and using her kind for 16 years. They're not dumb enough to wife this. Only a punk and a damn fool would be dumb enough to wife this.
Any man who's willing to do that is a man that is going to be a fucking chump. That's going to be trying to stay with her and any woman like her.
How many evil men have you let blow their loads on your face? That's what I want to know. Can you answer that? If you meet this man and he asks you that, are you going to get offended? Are you going to be sensitive? Can you have tough skin and just answer it honestly?
I want to hear her answer that question. I really, really want to hear how she feels.
What about, look, should he look a certain way?
To be fit. And then I like tall guys.
Of course.
So like I said, I'm 5'7". So someone that is...
Just say it, 6 feet.
Taller than that. at least six feet.
Right.
Okay.
The 6 feet dudes are running through all the holes, bro. Dudes who are 6 feet, 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", they're running through all these bitches and ain't wifing none of them.
And it fascinates the bitches. It's a sense of, I got me a tough ass motherfucking nigga.
I never knew women were this strict about height. Was it like this back in the day? I don't feel like it was like this back when I was in high school. This 6 feet thing. These 6 feet plus guys have no incentive to settle down with any of you because all you hoes want them. If he handsome in 6 feet and know how to dress, it's a wrap. But they think they're going to finally run into the one who's going to marry him. It's never going to happen. Why? When he could just fuck you and get all the best of you with none of the downsides.
Wait a minute.
So, do we gotta make a certain amount of money?
He does not. I would say that area is kind of negotiable, case by case basis. You know, I have a great career.
What does that got to do with me? What does that got to do with me?
So, obviously, you're gonna have to be, you know, you're gonna have to be doing something, but I wouldn't just say just necessarily a certain amount.
How tall are you, Renisha?
I'm 5'7".
Oh, okay, so that's why you wanted to be taller than 6 feet.
Exactly.
Would you date a man, though, that was 5'11", 5'10"?
I guess I would be open to it. It just depends, you know, if he kind of has, like, everything else.
If she's so great and she's showing up to work 5 days a week around other people who know other people who know other people, she's... stopping to get gas. She's going by grocery stores. She's doing TikTok. All right. How many men are... Where are all these great men that recognize this woman for being so great? It ends up telling on itself every time. And she's so fucking great.
Okay, and I do want to say this, because we always hear, I want a man like Russell Wilson. So Sierra is 5'7", mm-hmm. and Russell Wilson is 5'11". And right. We know Sierra wears heels all the time.
And so do I. So do I, too.
But think about all the things that a man could bring to a woman's life. You willing to not get with a guy who could be a great man to you because he might not be taller than you in heels. How much of your life is going to be walking around in heels? You see how stupid that is?
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. Women like this have never been in a real relationship, so they wouldn't know what it's like to even be in a relationship and what things matter and don't matter in a real relationship.
Oh.
What?
Because all they know how to do is get fucked and played with by the men they're attracted to. Women who've been in a 5-year relationship wouldn't even say most of the goofy shit that most of these women say.
So I'm just saying her husband is not... Her husband's not 6 feet, and this is the man that y'all all want. Russell Wilson's not 6 feet. Usher's not 6 feet. Who else is not 6 feet that you guys... Michael B. Jordan is not 6 feet. Mm-hmm. So I'm just letting you ladies know that there's a lot of men that y'all say y'all desire who don't meet the 6 feet height requirement.
Right. Well, I'm not opposed to it. You know, if he has everything else, it's not like... You know, it's not like a hard no, but, you know.
We don't believe you. We don't believe you.
Let's do the Kendrick camp.
But I get what you're saying, though. And see, I have on lounge clothes, so I'm not dressed up.
Okay, I can tell you're small.
Yes.
Now, she described the perfect guy. And let's just say he was watching. This is how she presents to him. Just some fucking hoodie and some basic pants. She didn't get dialed up at all for this guy. So keep in mind, when these women casually say this perfect man, she don't think you're anything special. She doesn't think Mr. Perfect is anything special. That's just her bare minimum. That's just what she deserves. This is what she wants with you coming to the door. You still got to entertain. You still got to make her laugh. You still got to take her traveling. This is bare minimum. Being Mr. Perfect is just the door charge.
Huh? American woman, stay away from me.
You're not getting no cookie for coming in as Mr. Perfect. That's bare minimum. Keep that in mind, too. It's not like she's going to be super appreciative of Mr. Perfect.
It's just something about that that rubs me the wrong way.
I can tell you're small because you have on a baggy shirt and it's you have on a small baggy shirt and you're still skinny.
Right.
Relationship?
My last relationship was about 2 years ago.
All right, you don't have to answer, but I'm gonna ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
2 years ago, and I am currently celibate.
I beg your pardon? I beg your pardon?
Robert, stop it! Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way. No one contemplate.
God damn it! Same shit, different day!
It was at this moment that she knew. She fucked up.
So you're gonna try to manipulate a God-fearing man by not giving him sex so he can marry you. This is just sick when they do that. I'm gonna try to close down the coochie that I've been passing around like fucking Christmas cake. So I can trick a good, nice man into marrying me.
You women are horrible.
I can't get no coochie without putting a ring on it. But the motherfucker who sell crack on the corner could get it just by talking to you for a couple of minutes. No man with a brain is going to take that serious. The first thing any reasonable man is going to ask after you say you celibate is, are you a virgin? And if you say no, he's instantly not going to fuck with you.
Absolutely not.
You're celibate until marriage?
Until marriage, yes.
Okay. So, all right. So, celibate until marriage. Would you date a man that has kids?
I would prefer no.
Okay. So, you want to build your family together. Now, right. You're celibate. Does he have to be celibate too?
I would prefer, yes.
Okay. So, you want a celibacy exclusive yes. relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Felicia.
She's already there, fellas. She waiting for you to come aboard.
Three flaws you have to work on.
Three flaws, I would say definitely time management. I'm not gonna lie. My time is, I'm working on it. Also cooking. And then I would say just probably kind of like being more sociable. Like if I'm out somewhere and I meet people, like I meet people really well, but I don't like kind of go out a lot. So, which makes it really harder to meet people. So I would say just kind of, I guess, being more sociable, like kind of putting myself out there. Like even me like coming on here is like outside of my comfort zone. Just kind of like being more sociable, I guess.
So Mr. Perfect got to fight for your time and you don't even know how to cook. This is such a great deal. And he got to wine and dine on this celibacy journey. He don't even get no coochie. This is such a great deal for Mr. Perfect. I can't imagine he can get any type of better deal. You know, him being so perfect and all. And that's why she put so much emphasis in the beginning on him being God-fearing. And he got to have a close relationship with God. Just because a man got a close relationship with God don't mean he a damn fool.
Somebody done told you wrong.